On the show today, we have NCUA's very own Larry Fazio talking about NCUA's piloting remote exams for credit unions. So you got to check this one out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Larry Fazio from the NCUA. How are you, Larry?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Thanks for asking. Hey, got a pretty cool topic at hand here today called NCUA piloting remote exams for credit unions. And I saw this one. I got to find out more about this. So you're on the show to educate us on this type of stuff. So can you tell us a little bit more about these remote exams? What are they and how does this remote process work?
Sure. So a couple of things. I guess I want to put it in context.
Sure.
We have a pilot program that we just finished up. It's called Flex, flexible exam program. We're looking for Flex. It was a 2-year pilot, looking to see how much of the exam that we currently do, the way we currently do the exam, and with our current technology, could we do more virtually offsite?
Okay.
You've probably heard we've got a program, a project going on called Enterprise Solutions Modernization, or ESM for short. Mm-hmm. A lot of our existing infrastructure technologically is pretty old, and we've been replacing it. So that caused us to think also longer term, as we bring on new capabilities, are there more parts of the exam that we could do over the long term, virtually or offsite? Mm-hmm. And we're calling that the virtual exam project.
Okay.
So we've got Flex, which is what can we do now?
Right.
We've got the broader technology project, ESM, and with that and with some other advancements over the long term, what could we do more offsite that we call the virtual exam?
Okay.
So low-hanging fruit now, working our way into a more fully virtual exam.
Right on. And so how did this idea come about? I mean, is it basically technology-driven or credit unions asking for this type of stuff? Or what sparked it? How did it get all started?
So I think it was a confluence of a lot of things. There was interest, obviously, from our stakeholders for NCUA to be more efficient and more effective as a regulator and insurer.
Yeah.
We had challenges with talent management, as you can imagine, recruiting, retaining, motivating, maintaining morale for employees who have to do a lot of travel and work in a lot of different working conditions. And so those were a couple of drivers. Obviously, you know, with the technology advancements. I mean, everybody's walking around with a smartphone nowadays, and you know, the internet and apps and all this stuff. The fact that we needed to update our core technological infrastructure, as I'd mentioned, a lot of it was very dated. So when we started to put all this together, we thought, you know, there's a need for us to really think more futuristically here. There was also a lot of talk at the time about an extended exam cycle. You know, we had an annual exam program, maybe moving for healthy, well-run cranes to an 18-month or extended exam program. And as we started thinking about it, we're like, yeah, that makes sense now, but what about the future? What could we do to really sort of revolutionize how we approach examining and supervising credit unions? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, we're really focused on two primary things. You know, is the crane safe and sound? And are they complying with applicable laws and regulations? And so fundamentally, an annual or an 18-month or whatever exam program was how we got at those two questions. But we're really starting to ask ourselves, is there another way to get at answering those two questions that doesn't require us to be on site as much?
Right, right. And so looking at it from the credit perspective, how does it benefit the credit? Is it just a more efficient process for them? Because obviously, as you well know, they are just up to their earlobes and stuff to do these days. And a lot of folks there are wearing many, many hats. So how is it, what's the benefit for credit unions?
Well, I think there's a lot of benefit potentially here. Number one, perhaps less disruption. You know, you think about it, in a decent sized crane, we may be sending in 7, 8, 9 people. They have to find a place for us to sit sit. We're talking to a lot of their staff, you know, that can be disruptive. It's necessary and it's important, but it can be disruptive. It can cause interruptions in their day-to-day operation. There's also the challenge of the coordination of it, the logistics. If we need to get 7, 8, 9 people, and they don't always show up in the same 2-week or 3-week period, but many of them do. And then the crane has its own crunch time issues, like that particular 2 or 3 weeks, they've got this other thing going on or whatever. So if we had a little bit more flexibility about how we approached getting comfortable with the crane's safety and soundness and their compliance, it wouldn't necessarily have to happen in a 2-week period in any given calendar year or any given 18-month period. So it could potentially be less disruptive for credit unions. It could be a smoother process.
Mm-hmm.
As we start to think about how we coordinate with them to get to those two fundamental questions about the institution, could there be some ongoing sort of standard operating procedure that they're comfortable with and that we're comfortable mm-hmm. with that informs us about those, again, back to those two things,
right.
That's more routine, it's more predictable, it's more transparent, and therefore it's easier for everyone.
Exactly.
I think that's another benefit. I think if we're more efficient and effective as a regulator and insurer, ultimately that's also a benefit for
totally.
Them.
Yeah.
It helps contain costs, makes for a better overall exam and supervision experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a lot in it for them.
And because I was going to ask you, what's the looking at from the NCUA perspective? Obviously, you already alluded to there's cost savings, time savings, travel saving, all this type of stuff. So there's so many wins on this side. So it sounds like it's almost kind of like a no-brainer. So it's something really easy and efficient for a lot of credit unions out there, including you guys, too.
Yeah. And if we can be better also, think about the talent management side of it.
Oh,
we can
mm-hmm.
attract and retain better motivated, high morale examiners because they're not having to leave their family so often and they're able to stay home more. I mean, think about it. I presume you're in a place where you're comfortable working.
I love it.
And you've and you've set it up so that it's comfortable for you. Well,
yeah.
Examiners don't always often have that luxury.
True.
You know, and I could tell you stories about the experiences I went through as an examiner where I've had to sit and some of the conditions I've had to work in, and they're still living that. But imagine if most of the time they could work from the comfort of their home office mm-hmm. Or some other place that they set up to work out of where, you know, they like a stand-up desk or they like the screens this way or that way and they're not having to lug around all of their stuff
mm-hmm.
all the time. Imagine the quality of life for them, being home more, less on the road.
Yeah.
Saves us money, saves us not only money and travel costs, but the time. You know, when we have them on a plane or in the car, they're not working, they're driving or they're, mm-hmm. or they're traveling. So the productivity goes up.
Yep.
So better examiners, better motivated examiners, our ability to retain those folks will lead to a better experience for credit unions. And another piece of this that I want to mention that I think is critical, you know, we've been adopting more and more use of specialists.
Mm-hmm.
You think about the things that cranes are involved in. The world's gotten more complicated. They're doing a great job expanding the types of services they provide to a broader set of members.
Mm-hmm.
But that requires us to keep up, and we need more specialists to do that. But they're still a finite, rare resource amongst NCUA. And so getting them in the right place at the right time can be a challenge when we're trying to fit it into a 2 or 3 week exam window. But what if we can do these things more virtually, more
mm-hmm.
off-site, and they can be more of a progression throughout the year as opposed to a 2 or 3 week period event?
Mm-hmm.
And so can we deliver a better outcome and a better experience simultaneously by having more flexibility through the use of technology and advanced techniques?
And changing the way you work. I like it. And if you're still reaching those goals, then why not? So now realizing that this pilot program is still relatively new, when do you expect to go nationwide with it as a viable service for credit unions?
Yeah, so the Flex pilot ended here in August. It was a 2-year pilot.
Okay.
And we just got a report from our – let me just say thank you to the Region 4 staff who participated. We had something like 58 examiners, 87 different exams over that 2-year period.
Mm-hmm.
They piloted that. That, again, was in the context of current technology and current exam techniques and approaches. A lot of good lessons came out of that. We have a report. We're analyzing the report. We hope to be promoting and adopting those practices nationwide starting next year.
Oh, cool.
There'll be more information to follow on that. That's the stuff that we can do now that doesn't require major new systems or things like that. And then we'll continue to work on the ESM project as well as the virtual exam mm-hmm. project. Further expand our capability to be more virtual.
Yeah, I think it's just going to get better and better, especially as the technology keeps improving. So I think it's a win all the way around for everybody. So pardon the cliche.
Yeah.
I think everyone's going to win on this one. So to wrap up, where can we find out more information on these remote exams? How can folks find out some more information? And like I said, you're going to expand it the first of the year. So.
Yeah, so we've got, and I'm just going to check my notes here real quick just to
sure.
make sure I get the
right.
number right. We did a letter to credit unions recently. It's letter to cranes 18CU-01, And so that's on our website, that letter to Cranes. That sort of explains all of the different moving parts here, the Flex Pilot, the virtual exam, and some other related initiatives. We also did an article in the August 2018 NCUA report. And we have some information on our website that, in addition to those two documents, we have some other information on our website that we'll be populating with more information on this. And our goal is to keep that contemporary. So as we continue to evolve this process, we're going to provide regular updates on the website for those activities.
Very cool. Exciting news indeed. I bet you guys are excited, and I'm sure Creightons are excited as well. So again, a lot of upside here for sure. Larry, thank you so much. Appreciate the time as always, and keep up the good work there, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome.